Have you ever wanted a concise resource on the history of Christianity from the time of the apostles through today? Well, we have just the book for you. It's titled The Church from Age to Age, A History from Galilee to Global Christianity. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Church from Age to Age by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Church from Age to Age, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April.
We have gathered in Tampa from many countries around the world. This is quite a moment in the story of United Methodism.
The overseas, chiefly the Africans, will become a majority of the denomination within 10 years or less. And with that, it's almost impossible for the liberal side of the church to prevail.
There comes a time when all of us are going to face some of the limitations that come with age. And we're a youth-obsessed society that really doesn't know how to deal, first of all, with death, and secondly, with aging in a graceful way.
I think it's great to expose our kids, to expose the church to that. And I think for far too long, the church has sort of stifled creativity.
I think Ed Young has a way of getting his point across without live animals as props, as entertainment.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
It's a tension that the church lives in and will live in until Christ's return. The tension is that while the church is nothing less than the body of Christ in this world, it is those called out of this world by the gospel and through holy baptism to be children of God through Jesus Christ. It is one, and it is perfect as God sees it. It is also a human institution. That's the tension here. It is filled with wretched sinners such as myself. It is led by wretched sinners such as myself. And that means that it's going to have all the warts and the wrinkles of any human institution. But what about the church's values and priorities, even as in America here, even as a corporation, the church exists? What should its values and priorities be? We're going to talk about that with Pastor Matt Harrison on this Friday afternoon, April the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later, Dr. Scott Yenner joins us. We're going to talk about marriage and modern political thought, trace some of the history of how the idea of marriage has changed in political thought. And then we'll round off today's program with a full hour, concluding our five-part daily series on biblical archaeology with Dr. Craig Evans. We're going to talk about Jewish burial tradition and the archaeological evidence there in hour two of Issues Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison is the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he's author of a column for the forthcoming Lutheran Witness magazine titled Values and Priorities. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
Why should the church, which certainly is more than a mere corporation, but is a corporation in the eyes of the law, why should the church hold herself to a higher standard than any other corporation?
Well, I think you could answer that question on a two kingdoms basis. On the left-hand kingdom, just business principles, etc., we ought to be operating as every business should, with honesty, integrity, and excellence. On the other hand, in the right-hand kingdom of the church, you've got people who are motivated by the gospel to give their hard-earned dollars for the sake of the work of spreading the gospel. And so I think there's a very intense need and desire for us to operate in a way that is going to make the most effective use of those dollars for eternal benefits. And I think we have the trust of people, and we should not violate that trust. We're a non-profit. So, you know, in the left-hand kingdom, if you do poor business, you go out of business. In the right-hand kingdom, it's easy to take advantage of people who give because of wonderful gospel-driven motives. And it's very easy to forget that we've got to have very high standards for the sake of the gospel and the benefit of this world.
So it really begins with what the church is, according to Scripture. Talk about that.
The church is certainly a human organization. It's full of sinners, foibles, mistakes. best laid plans that don't turn out. I think those things are all true, and we all know that reality lives itself out both in our families at home, our Christian families, in our congregations, our districts, and certainly in the national church. And not everything is going to work out perfectly like you plan. And nevertheless, this church is Christ's own body, and it is worth the absolute best we can do to make it accountable and operate excellently. And I'm just more convinced than ever that we have to have a standard of operation that is not only equal to excellent business practice, but exceeds it.
Has that always been the case? I mean, just to lay the cards on the table, in your opinion?
Well, if you talk about matters of the law, they're always measurable. But no, I don't think so. I think it's very easy in Christian organizations to be too patient with lack of performance for the sake of patience. And so I think we really need to bear down, and certainly we have been bearing down, to get the optimal performance out of our folks and to make sure that we really do our best to hire people who are very capable, in fact, hyper-capable, to get things done. And then if a person isn't working out in a position, then we need to help them find a place where they fit and work well and run with it when we can.
At the top of your list of values, you list fidelity, and you describe it in terms of being confessionally Lutheran. What does that mean in a nutshell?
The future belongs to those churches who dare to confess their doctrine, Hermann Zassa said. We are a confessionally Lutheran church. We have a very clear constitution. We have very clear confessions. And it is not the time to soft-pedal those things. We are not going to function in our institutions as those confessions were not our number one priority, that is, being faithful to them as we carry out the mission of the church, because we are a church body that holds to the Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. It's who we are. It's what we're going to be. We're not going to try to be anything else. And everybody knows in business, you go with what you're good at. We are going with what we are good at, that is being confessional Lutherans.
One of the other values that you mentioned is credibility, and in your comment on it, you have only two words, no baloney. What do you mean?
Does it pass the baloney test? Does everything we are doing for the sake of the national church pass the smell test? Is this real? Is it effective? Is it efficient? Are we honest about the challenges we face? If we're taking some risks, are we honest about those risks? We get nowhere by ever being less than totally and patently honest with people about whatever challenges we have. I think we will be blessed, and I know that's the case. We are blessed enormously as we're honest with folks about the challenges we face and the opportunities we have.
It's very easy, as you have noted in your article, to be tempted by what you call kind of the fly-by-night, the faddish program that's here today and gone tomorrow. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's very easy to raise money, for instance, by sort of the soup du jour. Many people are taken by this or that fad or this or that kind of sexy program, for lack of a better term. And it's tempting to have your programs follow where you can get the easiest money. That's the easy route, and we simply can't go there. We have to be built to last, to quote a significant management book. We have to do what's right, and that means we have a bigger burden to help inform the people of the church and the donors of the church, the pew sitters who send their dollars to their districts. We have a burden to help them understand exactly what the church does and why it's doing it. It's easy to maybe fund things that are flashy, like the flowers on the tree might get attention, flowers on the dogwood, but without a solid root system, solid trunk and branches, the flowers are going to be small and they'll dwindle quickly. So we need to concentrate on what is going to make the church's mission last and be successful over the long haul.
Why is theological education so important in that scheme of things?
The Lord commands us to have pastors. It's a divine mandate, clearly given in the Scriptures and recognized clearly by Dr. C.F.W. Walther in his great work, Church and the Office of the Ministry, and also in our Lutheran Confessions. There is no option. We're a church of a general priesthood. All of us, every one of us, are spiritual priests and who render spiritual sacrifices to God in our daily vocations. The church is to be pastors and hearers, pastors to proclaim the word. It's the only office in the New Testament which is absolutely mandated by Christ. It's his mission paradigm to go, preach, and teach, and to gather people who believe in Christ. That is the church's mission paradigm, and it is more necessary today than ever.
Sounds like what you're saying is, as far as it is up to you, serving now as president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, kind of the age of, and it really was common to so many institutions, but the church especially, that the age of that old institutionalism really needs to come to an end. With about 30 seconds, your final thoughts there.
Well, I think institutions are not necessarily bad things at all, but it's quite easy for institutions to gain a life of their own quite separate from what the Scriptures and the Confessions actually teach, or quite separate from what the Church's own fundamental constitution actually says. It's time for us to dig deep. It's time for us to repent, grab hold of the foundations, be exactly who we are with vim and vigor, and get at it.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's author of a column in the forthcoming Lutheran Witness magazine titled Values and Priorities. You can read his column at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Matt, thank you again for your time.
Thanks. Take care of yourself.
When we come back, we're going to talk about marriage and modern political thought. Dr. Scott Yenner will be our guest. Then in hour two, your questions and comments on biblical archaeology with Dr. Craig Evans. You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
You believe that there's not one error in the Bible. That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Hi, this is Jonathan calling from France.
Thanks to God's gift of the internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
First, I would like to say thank you very much for your program. Very much ministers to those of us who are outside the comforts and the luxuries of having a confessional Lutheran congregation nearby. Thank you very much for this great resource.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.